if you look at the people who are talking about big data, it's only about that. Nobody, and I'm a lot in Silicon Valley at the Googles and the Facebooks and the Yahoos. Nobody is talking about value. The problem is maybe they are not talking about it because we cannot generate value out of it
or express it to our clients.
Exactly.
What's my ROI?
Yeah, but I think it will take another 10 years because I believe we will enter the next stage of the digitalization, which is everything in the world will be connected. And at that time, you will have the filters and you will have, I think, the knowledge of how you can bring these dots together. I think nobody at the moment can do it. The other problem is you don't have all these different types of data. The companies could have it, could own it, but I think no company at the moment has an infrastructure like that to really handle this kind of data
right. And
connecting it in the right way.
And then use it.
Use
it to deliver value.
Yeah, exactly. But you use it in a way where you say, oh, wait a moment, that makes sense, actually. Thank you very much that you have been thinking about it and I don't have to think about it. And not, oh, you have been searching for fashion. Now we will deliver you nonsense ads about fashion brands. So that's not the game. At the moment, what we are doing, which I think it's like the first step in our business, is we are optimizing the media impressions using data, which is kind of a kindergarten game. But I think the next level or the next three levels will be very, very interesting.
And it's not going to happen. It's going to be very organic and incremental,
exactly.
Right? You know, things like, if I'm already a Verizon customer, don't show me a convert to Verizon.
Yeah.
Show me a, here's other products and here's other
AT&T. I'm an AT&T client. Very funny. And I'm an Apple guy since I can remember. I had my first Mac in 1984.
Wow.
And they know.
Was it the commercial that did it?
Yeah.
1984?
And I was buying stocks on Apple in 1997. 3 weeks before Steve Jobs joined the company.
Wow.
6 weeks before they were almost officially bankrupt. At a stock price of $7, and I still have them. And I was not buying them because of an investment. I was buying them because of the love of the company.
Because you wanted to be part of it.
So the funny thing is, AT&T, I have a contract with them, and they know that I'm an Apple guy because I'm always having iPhones. I'm keeping getting emails from them. Do you want to have the new Galaxy S4 from Samsung? Where I say, guys,
come on.
You should know that I would die before I would use a Samsung device. So that's what
wasted
I'm talking
advertising.
About. And I think that's something that where we can educate our clients more and more, use the data in the right way, connect the dots, generate an insight and add real value to the life of the people.
Absolutely.
That's what I believe would be the next step.